I believe everyone who read the Gospels will get the impression that Jesus dealt with sinner with extreme tenderness and compassion.
啊，我们知道，如果大家读过福音书的话，我们看到当主耶稣和罪人交往的时候，都充满了恩典和慈爱。
Even to those who commit the grossest sin, such as the woman who lived in adultery.
啊，即使是对那些好像犯了重罪，就像那个犯了奸淫罪的妇女一样。
Or a man who infested by a legion of demons.
啊，即使是有啊被鬼所附的。
And for those who come to Jesus with a broken heart.Or humble mind and fed up with their life of sin.
啊，即使那些人他们的心可能已经破碎，他们心里也他们也犯了很多的罪，但他们来到主耶稣的面前。
And Jesus is eager to give them grace and forgiveness and healing and full fellowship with Him on the basis of their faith.
啊，我们看到主耶稣很愿意能够给他们这样的救赎，给他们这样的原谅，能够饶恕他们的罪，只要他们能够真心的悔改，能够有信心。
But on the other hand, Jesus dealt sternly with a group of sinners.
啊，但是我们也看到主耶稣他在对另外有一些罪人的时候，他也很站立的很坚定。
They are professional hypocrites.
他们是那些职业的虚伪者。
They are religious phonies.
啊，他们也是好像在宗教上的一些欺骗者。
And they are false teachers.
他们是假教师。
And their self-righteousness peddler of their plastic piety.
啊，他们也是好像很自义的一群人。
Now who are these people?
啊，这些人是什么一群人呢
？And they are what the Bible called spiritual leaders.
啊，在圣经当中也把他们叫做属灵的一些带领人。
They're scribes.
啊，他们是文士。
They're lawyers.
啊，他们是是守律法的人。
And the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
啊，他们是在公会里面的是法利赛人。
And now the problem is this group of people have a great influence to the society.
啊，但是很大的一个问题就是这样的一群人，他们对当时的社会有很大的影响力。
Now you may ask where they derive their power from.
而你可能很好奇，他们的这些权力是从何而来
？And they derive their power from a Greek council, is an establishment in Jerusalem.
啊，他们这些权力是从这样的一个公会当中而来，是在耶路撒冷建立的一个公会而来。
And which consists 71 members.
啊，这样的一个公会，它包括有71个会员。
And they are called Sanhedrin.
啊，就是公会。
Now, this Sanhedrin is a two-level hierarchy establishment.
啊，这样的一个公会，它包括有两层的这样的一个结构。
And the top level is the high priest.
啊，那最高层的结构就是大祭司。
And his job is to preside over the council.
啊，他的作用就是来管理这样的一个公会。
And under him, there's three groups of people.
啊，在下面的话呢，它有三组不同的人。
And one group is called chief priests.
啊，那其中一个组的是叫祭司长。
Another group is called elders.
啊，那另外一组呢叫做长老。
Another group is called scribes.
啊，那最后一组的话叫文士。
Now the chief priests and the elders are of the noble birth.
啊，那这三组人呢，他们都是有高贵的出身。
And the majority of them are Sadducees.
啊，那他们都是属于撒都盖人，大部分是属于撒都盖人。
And for the chief priests, they are the ranking aristocracy of the high priestly line.
啊，那如果他们是要成为这个祭司长的话，他们一般都是从一个祭司的家庭出来。
And a member of them is either have been a high priest before, or they will be a high priest in the future.
啊，那他们很多时候他们也可能是以前就是大祭司，也可能他们以后会成为大祭司。
Now these elders is a come from influential families of the society.
啊，那这里的长老他们也是成为在社会上有地位的家庭中出来的。
And they're not coming from the priestly line.
啊，他们也许并不是从祭祀的这种家族出来。
Now these two groups of people are very worldly.
啊，这两组人他们都很属世。
And they emphasize in politics rather than religions.
啊，他们对于一些属世的一些政治方面的事情很感兴趣，啊，对宗教的事情缺乏兴趣。
And now the third group is called scribes, and they're the majority of them are Pharisees.
啊，那第三组的人呢，叫文士，他们中的大部分都是属于法利赛人。
And basically, they are scholars.
啊，其实从一个角度来说，他们大部分就是一些圣经的学者。
Their expertise is in the Hebrew scripture.
啊，他们的长处在于希伯来文和希伯来的圣经。
And they know for their encyclopedic knowledge of the Jewish law and tradition.
啊，他们对犹太人他们的一些历史和他们的一些传统。啊，有非常深的见识。
And they call themselves separatists.
啊，他们把他们自己叫做好像是分别出来的人。
That means I'm holier than you.
他也表示说他比我们比其他的人要更加的圣洁。
And also they are traditionalists.
啊，他们也是很尊重传统的人。
And they adhere to the Hebrew, the Jewish tradition, strongly.
啊，他们牢牢地抓住犹太他们的传统。
However, they bow to the power of the Sadducees.
啊，但是很奇怪的是，他们却对撒都该人他们顺服。
Now the outfit of the Pharisees is very unique.
啊，这些法利赛人他们的外表的穿着也是很有趣的。
And there are three leather boxes, one on left hand and one on right hand and one on the forehead.
他们会有三个这样的，好像皮子做的这个小盒子，一个在左手，一个放在右手，一个在他们的额头上。
And inside the box, the bits of pieces of parchment and inscribed with the Hebrew scriptures.
啊，那在这些小盒子里面是有一些纸张，里面写的是经文，犹太人的经文。
And there's a band that holding these boxes.
啊，他们有一个这样的袋子来把这个小盒子那个绑在他们身上。
And these Pharisees make those band as wide as possible.
啊，这些法利赛人他们把这样的一些袋子呢做得非常的粗。
And then this is called phylacteries.
哦，这个的名字他们有一个专名叫 phylacteries。
那么they also wearing a flowing robe.
啊，他们也穿很长的袍子。
And with four tassels.
啊，也有这个流苏一样的袋子。
And this is according to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
啊，那这是根据生命记中记载。
And the problem of these Pharisees, they make those tassels wide and long, four of them.
啊，那他们把这样的流苏的话做得又长又宽。
Now these boxes and these tassels original meaning as well is to remind them to walk in the Lord's law.
啊，其实这些盒子或者是这些流苏，它本来有很好的意思，要提醒大家能够来遵守神的诫命。
But it turned into an advertisement now.
啊，但是最后成为他们一个身份的这样的一个广告。
Now we're back to Jesus' life.
啊，那我们来谈谈看看在耶稣的生命。
Now Jesus' ministry is dealing with common people all the time.
啊，我们看到耶稣他的工作都是跟普通的人来打交道。
And Jesus taught them.
啊，耶稣来教导他们。
Heal their diseases.
啊，也来医治那些有疾病的。
Cast out the demon.
啊，也能够赶鬼。
And then heal the lepers also.
啊，也来医治长了大麻风的。
But hung around the edges, there were some Pharisees.
啊，但在他们周围的话，也会有一些法利赛人。
And occasionally, they watching Jesus with the critical eyes.
啊，在很多时候，他们这些法利赛人，当他们看耶稣所做的一切的时候，有抱着一个批评的眼光。
And they challenge Jesus, and sometimes even outrageous against Jesus. And when he was not in conformity with the tradition.
啊，他们很多时候他们来对耶稣来挑战，而且很多时候他们看到好像耶稣没有遵守他们犹太人的律法的时候，他们就非常的愤怒。
And one day in the temple court, Jesus talked to a great multitude.
啊，有一天在圣殿当中，耶稣对一群人来讲话。
And these people are very humble and listen to Jesus.
啊，这些人也非常的谦卑，他们来听耶稣的教导。
In the Bible, in John chapter 2 says, these people listen to Jesus with delight.
啊，那这些人他们圣经中有教导说，他们这些人他们很有兴趣来听耶稣的教导。
And all of a sudden, Jesus discovered a group of people standing behind him.
啊，突然耶稣就发现在他的身后站了一群人。
And then they were teachers of the law.
啊，他们就是那些文士和法利赛人。
And Jesus talked to the multitude while he's pointing to this group of people.
啊，当耶稣对前面讲话，他用手指着后面这群人。
And Jesus, watch out for these guys.
耶稣说，你们要警惕这些人。
They walk around with a flowing robe.
啊，他们穿的是很长的衣服带子。
They like to be greeted in the marketplace.
啊，他们很喜欢被人尊敬。
And they took the important seat when they come to the synagogues.
啊，他们在会堂里面也坐在高高坐的高位上。
And they love the seat of high places of honor in banquet.
啊，他们也喜欢在宴会当中做首席。
And even worse, they devour widows' houses.
啊，但是更糟糕的是，他们却掠夺了寡妇的财产。
And they make lengthy prayers for the show.
啊，他们也做一些好像让人专门能够看见的这样的祷告，引人注目的祷告。
Now you have a certain feeling about what kind of Pharisees is all about.
啊，我想大家可能对这些法利赛人有些看法了。
But there's one exception in the Bible.
啊，但是在这些法利赛人中，其实也有例外的。
And I believe it's the Holy Spirit who guide him to see Jesus at night.
啊，这个例外的人，我们看到是应该是圣灵带领他去见耶稣。
And his name is Nicodemus.
啊，那他的名字叫尼哥底母。
And the Bible records an extended friendly dialogue between Jesus and this man.
啊，在圣经当中啊，也记载了一段很长一段话，关于尼哥底母和耶稣之间的对话。
And this turned out to be the longest conversation that Jesus talked to a Pharisee.
啊，这也是在圣经当中啊，可能是最长的一段耶稣跟法利赛人的对话。
When Nicodemus went to Jesus' house, the first thing they said like this.
啊，当尼哥底母到了耶稣的家里，他说的第一句话是这样的
：Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God.
他说，拉比。我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
And let's pause for a moment because we can glean a lot of information from this sentence.
啊，那我们在这里停一下，因为这里有很多的信息我们需要了解。
First of all, the Pharisees like people to address him Rabbi.
啊，我们知道其实法利赛人他们很喜欢别人称呼他们为夫子。
And now he can be Jesus and call Jesus Rabbi.
啊，但是这个时候我们看到尼哥底母却称呼耶稣为拉比。
So for one thing, we knew that Jesus, Nicodemus treat Jesus as equal.
啊，我们看到，所以尼哥底母他很平等的来对待耶稣。
And also is an expression of honor.
他也对耶稣表达了他的敬意。
So he say this intend to be a great compliment.
啊，他说这样的话也是对他想表达对耶稣的这样一个敬仰。
And then he said, "We know you are the teacher."
啊，他说到，我们知道你是一个由神来做的，神来的做师傅的。这里讲的我们是包括哪些人呢
？So I believe this we means Nicodemus has already discussed Jesus' matter with the members of the Sanhedrin.
啊，那我们可以看到，我们在讲的我们，我想可以推测到尼哥底母一定关于耶稣的话题，他和他们在公会里的那些人已经有过讨论。
And they talk about things concerning his prophetic credential.
啊，我们也可以看他们肯定已经有讨论到神的属神性的这个资格。
So they know Jesus.
所以他们知道耶稣。
And then later on, he said, "You are a teacher who has come from God."
他说你是从神那来的，做师傅的。
Now, why would he say that?
啊，他为什么会这样说呢
？And I guess because Nicodemus and all the Sanhedrin members knew that Jesus had performed many miracles.
啊，我想包括尼哥底母在内的公会的所有的那些人，他们都看到耶稣行了很多的奇迹。
At this point in time, at least one big miracle.That they have observed.
啊，在那个时候，他们正好看到了一个最重要的一个奇迹。
That is Jesus turned the water into wine in the banquet.
啊，他们看到耶稣在一个婚宴当中把水变成了酒。
And Nicodemus is a very logical mind.
啊，我们看尼哥底母，他是一个很讲逻辑的一个人。
And he said, in order for one to perform a miracle, God must be with him.
他知道说如果有人能够行这样的神迹的话那神必定与他同在
And Jesus did perform miracle, and therefore God was with him.
所以如果耶稣有行了这样的奇迹的话那可以肯定的说神与耶稣同在
So he said you are the teacher
所以他说你是师父
And they put a qualifier who has come from God
啊，他也在前面加了一个样的定义说你是从神那儿来的
So we know that Nicodemus cameBecause he was intrigued by Jesus.
啊，我们看到尼哥底母有说这样的话，因为他深深的被耶稣所行的所吸引。
And he also fully recognized the spiritual authority of Jesus.
啊，他也能够深深的明白耶稣带了属灵的能力和权柄。
And I think his attitude is also good.
啊，我们看到他的态度是非常好。
He was wishing to learn from Jesus.
啊，他很愿意来从耶稣里来学习。
Because he seemed to be very humble.
啊，我们看到他是一个非常谦卑，他好像非常的谦卑。
But there's maybe some other agenda too.
啊，但是可能有一些他这样的问题，可能有一些别的一些打算。
He may want to come to Jesus and let Jesus compliment him for his piety.
啊，他可能也希望耶稣来对他有些恭维。
Or maybe he want to reconcile Jesus with the Sanhedrin because not long ago there was an incident that Jesus drive out the people from the temple court.
啊，他可能也是想要能够让耶稣和他们的公会能够有一个合一，因为他在不久的之前那段时间里，耶稣到了圣殿当中，把里面的人都给赶了出去，做买卖的人都赶了出去。
Now Nicodemus didn't ask a question at all.
啊，看来尼哥底母他没有问这样的问题。
But the interesting thing is Jesus gave him an answer.
啊，但是看到很有趣的是，耶稣却给了他这样的一个答案。
Jesus ignores a verbal compliment.
啊，耶稣没有完全没有顾尼哥底母对他的语言上的这样的表扬。
Jesus gave him a right to the point answer.
耶稣给他一个很重要的一个直接回答他的一个关心的问题。
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Now there's no one asked a question, and now you have an answer. Then we have a Jeopardy game to play now.
其实我们看到这个地方，其实尼哥底母却并没有问这样的问题，但是耶稣给了这样的答案，就好像我们有一个 Jeopardy 这样的一个游戏来玩一样。
And then what is the question?
我们很好奇的想说，那到底问题是什么呢？
And if you are as old as me, you will realize that during the 70s, there's some group of people called street evangelists.
如果你跟我一样年长的话，你就会记得在70年代的时候，在街上会有一些街头的布道者。
And they drove a beat up pickup truck.
他们开着一个大的一个卡车。
And in the trunk there's a lot of Bibles and the Gospel John.
在他们的在这个车的车厢里面的话，有很多的圣经，也很多一些福音的一些信息。
And there's a loudspeaker which is pretty annoying to me that is play out the Gospel music.
他们也会有一个很大的一个麦克风，会放很多很响的一些圣诗。
Now when this music dies down, a guy looked like exactly like hippie, and then hold up a horn.
当这些音乐声音消退的时候，这个开车人就好像像嬉皮士一样，他又开始说。
And then he yell out, "Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer."
他就会大声的说，耶稣是我们的答案，耶稣是我们的答案。
And then the little boy asks his father.
这个小孩子就问他的父亲说
，What's the question?
问题，我们到底问题是什么呢？
You know, an answer presupposes a question.
我们知道一般来说一个问题应该是在答案之前。
And a question presupposes a problem.
我们知道一个问题呢也是跟在一个一个问题之后问题是跟在一个
因为一定有问题
一个有问题在解答。
一定有问题才有问题。
问题。有困难的之处才有一个问题。
A question presupposes a problem, alright? 有困难
才有问题。
So the whole thing turned into the question is, what is the problem with Nicodemus?
那我们可以想象说，那我们所有的问题其实都是一个，就是尼哥底母他自己心里有什么样的困惑，有什么样的问题。
And one thing Nicodemus may think he's a sinner.Because Jesus viewed him as a sinner, he knew.
那我想第一的话，可能尼哥底母他认为他自己是罪人，因为我们看到耶稣也看他为罪人。
And he also knew John the Baptist.
我想他也知道施洗约翰。
Is the man who wear the camel skin and eat lotus.
我们也看到施洗约翰是一个穿着骆驼毛的衣服，也吃蝗虫。
In the wilderness, John the Baptist shout out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
施洗约翰在旷野中喊道：“悔改，悔改，因为天国近了。”
So when John the Baptist, was in prison,
所以当施洗约翰他被下到监狱里以后
，and Jesus came to the spotlight,
耶稣成为人们关注的中心。
And in Galilee and Capernaum, Jesus also preached the same message.
在加利利和在加百农，耶稣也传同样的信息。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
他也传同样的信息说。要悔改，因为天国已经近了。
So it implies if the kingdom of heaven is not near, then your repentance has no meaning.
这也就代表说，如果天国还不近的话，似乎好像我们的这个悔改就没有太大的意义。
But now the kingdom of God is near, therefore you should repent.
所以我们看到，如果天国已经近了的话，我们真的是应该要悔改。
But repent presupposes one's desire to get rid of one's sins.
那我想如果我们要愿意悔改的话，我们首先要有一个愿意的心。
So therefore, we can connect it in a triangular logical, framework, the sin and repentance and the kingdom of God are tied together.
所以如果把这三个连起来的话，我们就形成了这样的一个三角形的这样的一个结构，就是罪，还有一个愿意悔改的心，还有天国近了。
And then we can surmise that Nicodemus' question will be, how do I know The kingdom is near. I cannot see it.
那我想我们来总结尼哥底母他的问题，就是我如何才能知道天国是近了呢？其实我没有办法看见天国呀。
So how can I see the kingdom of God?
所以问题是我们怎么样能够来看天国？
Now with this question, then Jesus' answer flows naturally.
啊，如果有这样的一个问题的话，我们看到耶稣的答案是很自然就出来了。
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again.
他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
But seeing involves not only the physical action of light getting into our eyes, but it also involves in our attitude.
啊，那我想看见这个不单只是好像光线进入我们的眼睛能够看见，也包括了我们有一个怎样的态度。
An atheist went to the Hyde Park corner not far away from London and stepped on the soapbox.
啊，我们看到有这个无神论者，他们来到伦敦的一个地方。
He was pouring scorn upon Christianity.
啊，他在那地方就是对这个我们的信仰，我们的基督教的信仰有很多的意见。
People tell me that God exists, but I can't see him.
啊，有人告诉他说，他说，有些人告诉我。神是存在的，但是我却没有办法看见神。
And people tell that there's life after death, but I cannot see it.
啊，他也说啊，有人告诉我死了以后还有生命，但是我没有办法看见他。
People tell that there's a judgment to come, but I cannot see it.
啊，有人也告诉他说，哦，这死后会有审判，但是我也没办法看见。
People tell me that there's a heaven and hell, but I cannot see them.
啊，有人也告诉我说有天堂有地狱，我也没办法看见。
And then he said, I am having perfect sight.
他还说我有。啊 ,2020 的很好的眼睛。
But not knowing his spiritual eye is blind.
啊，但他并不知道他属灵的眼睛却是完全的瞎了。
So immediately after he stepped down from the soapbox, another blind man stepped up again.
啊，当他坐下来以后，立刻有一个人站了起来。
And people tell me there's a green grass all around, but I can't see it.
啊，他有人说我们看到有绿色的草，但是我没办法看见。
People tell me that there is a blue sky above, but I cannot see it.
有人告诉我说在天上有蓝色的天空，但我没办法看见。
People tell me that there are trees nearby, but I cannot see them.
有人告诉我说边上有树，但是我没办法看见。
You see, I'm blind.
你看到，因为我是瞎眼的。
So this man has no sight.
因为这个人他没有视力，看不见。
But he realized the existence of the things around him.
但是他却能够感受到在他周围有这些事物的存在。
And most importantly, he realized that He is blind.
啊，更重要的是，他知道，他意识到他是瞎眼的。
Now I have a shocking news for you.
啊，我给大家有一个非常让你们吃惊的一个这样的一个信息。
Even you have a 20/20 eyesight.
啊，即使是你有 20/20 的好视力。
I tell you, you cannot see it, anything in the darkness.
啊，你没有办法看见在黑暗当中的事情。
You need light for your sight to be effective.
你需要有光才能够看见。
So this is called the illumination of the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个我们就把它叫做是圣灵的光照。
So I can change Jesus saying to, in order to see the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit must flip the switch first.
啊，那所以我们如果换一种说法，耶稣的意思就是说，如果你要能够啊看到天国的话，我们需要圣灵能够开启那盏灯。
Another way of saying is, no one can see the kingdom of God unless the Holy Spirit turns on the spiritual switch.
啊，所以另外一种说法就是，没有人能够看到天国，除非圣灵能够把属灵的那盏眼睛的灯打开。
You know something? The Gospel of John said, "We don't want light."
知道吗？我们在约翰福音中，我们看到约翰有这样说到：说我们却不接受光。
We reject the light.
啊，我们拒绝光。
So when we are not able to see the kingdom of God, it's not an intellectual issue, but a moral issue.
啊，所以我们看到，我们没有办法看到天国的话，其实并不是我们视力或者我们知识上的问题，而是我们道德、我们属灵生命上的问题。
And then up to this point, Nicodemus still don't get it, and he asks a very stupid question.
啊，到这个时候，我们看到尼哥底母还是不太明白，所以他又问了一个比较愚蠢的问题。
And how can a man be born when he is old?
啊，他问到说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢
？You know, he is.Even though he asked a stupid question, but he's a smart man.
尽管他问的是好像一个很愚蠢的问题，但是其实他是一个非常聪明的人。
You know, when a smart man discovers he asked a stupid question, immediately he can find a way out.
啊，如果他问了一个这愚蠢的问题的话，他可以找到一个解脱的办法。
And he asked another question to let people know that they realize the previous question is nonsense.
啊，所以他就问另外一个问题，让大家能够意识到前面问的那个问题的话，其实是毫无意义、毫无道理。
And then he said, "Surely he cannot enter the second time into his mother's womb."
他说：“我们岂能再进母腹生出来吗
？”And Jesus said, "He still don't get it."
那耶稣这样说后，他还是没有完全的明白。
And let me tell him something that he can relate to, so that he can understand what I said previously.
那我给大家说一点，讲这样的一个道理，大家可以跟我们前面的那个连接起来。
And verse 5, chapter 3. I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
第五节，耶稣这样说到说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Wonder why Jesus said this. Is it more complicated than the previous explanation?
为什么耶稣会这么说呢？他这样的解答好像比前面的解答更加的复杂。
Not so. This is the wisdom of Jesus.
其实不是的，这其实正代表了耶稣他的智慧。
Because Jesus used something that Nicodemus already know, so that he can relay what he had known to the things that he do not know.
因为耶稣说了一些尼哥底母他能够明白的，这样尼哥底母可以把他所能够明白的和他不能够明白的能联系起来。
Now Nicodemus is the teacher of the law. He can recite the Old Testament in and out.
我们知道尼哥底母好像是个教师，他可以在对这个旧约的话，他可以背诵的话，可以真的是完全的没有问题。
So Jesus knew he must know Ezekiel chapter 36.
耶稣知道说他可能真的是明白以西结书的在36节。
And then from Ezekiel.Chapter 36, verse 25 to verse 27, it reads like this.
以西结书的第36章25到27节这样说。
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols.
他说我必用清水在洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
I is Jehovah God.
这讲的我也就是耶和华神。
And God said, I personally will sprinkle water on you.
这也说神要亲自的要清水洒在你们的身上。
To cleanse all your iniquities.
要让你们洗净你们一切的污秽。
That means at God's initiation, your sin will be forgiven.
也就表示说因为神他主动的发出这样的一个行动，可以让我们的罪能够得到赦免。
And then he said, I will give you a new heart.And a new spirit in you. I will remove you from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
接下来又说，我要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And Jesus said, I'm not going to repair your old heart.
耶稣说我并不会来修复你们的旧的心。
And I'm going to remove it.And then replace with a new one.
我会挪去你们的旧的心，给你们换上一个新的心。
And then we know that the heart and spirit is the identity of a person.
我们在属灵生命中，我们的心就和我们的人的身份、生命所联系在一起。
So that means your old identity will be removed.
也就表示我们老的身份、老我会被挪去。
And then replace with it a new identity.
会给我们一个新的生命、一个新的身份。
And this is not your doing, it's my doing, God said.
而且这个不是你要做的什么事情，而是我会来做。
And then Ezekiel chapter 36:27 says, And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
第二十七节这样说道，我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
And Jesus says, I know you want to do good, like those religious people.
耶稣说，我知道你想像那些法利赛人一样，像法利赛人一样想做好的事情。
But very quickly, you will find out your effort will be in vain.
但是很快的，你会发现你的努力却白费了。
But my spirit will move you to follow my decree.
但是我的圣灵却会感动你，让你来遵守我的律例典章。
And not only that, will keep you in my law.
不但如此，也会让你保守在我的律法当中。
So Jesus changed not just what we do, but what we want to do.
所以看到耶稣不但改变我们所做的，他也改变我们内心中所渴望去做的。
And Christ not only changed your heart, but changed your hunger.
基督不但改变我们的心，他也改变我们所内心中所渴慕的。
And change your heart is a very passive act.
改变我们心好像只是一个改变心只是一个好像一个被动的一个动作。
Change your hunger for righteousness is a very active move.
但是如果能改变你们，让我们能够渴慕公义、渴慕义，这是一个非常积极的一个行为。
And sometimes we don't even know who we are and what are we doing today?
啊，很多时候，有些时候我们都不知道我们到底是谁，我们在这里到底在做什么。
But Christ not only reveal who you are, but also who you ought to be.
啊，基督不但像让我们显明，不但显明了我们是谁，他更让我们显明说我们该成为一个怎么样的人。
And there's a very short story recorded in the famous book, the 17th century Pilgrim Progress.
啊，让我们看到有个很有意思的一个故事，是记在啊17世纪的一书，是《天路历程》里面的那本书。
And this little segment of the story, involves three characters.
啊，这段的故事当中有三个这样的人物。
And the first one is called interpreter.
啊，第一个是一个好像一个翻译者，一个。解释者。
His name is called interpreter.
啊，他的名字就是翻译者。
Another one is called Christian, who is the pilgrim.
啊，另外一个就是一个基督徒，他也就是啊，圣基督徒。
His name is called Christian.
啊，他的名字叫基督，他名字是基督徒。
And then there's a unnamed little girl.
啊，还有一个人呢，他的名字是小姑娘。
And one day the interpreter led Christian into a huge parlor.
那有一天啊，这个 interpreter 他带着 Christian 到了一个很大的房间当中。
And the trouble is inside the room they're full of dust.
啊，在这个房子里面呢有很多的灰尘。
And the interpreter said to Christian, "Now, can you sweep this room and make it clean?"
啊 ，interpreter 就对这个 Christian 说啊，你现在能不能做一个大扫除，把这里都打扫干净
？And the Christian tried very hard.
啊，这个 Christian 他。尽了很多大大的努力。
The harder he tried, the more problem he created because those dust flying around and he was choking.
啊，我看到他们看到这个 Christian， 他尽了越多的努力的时候，却带来更多的麻烦，因为这些灰尘会飞起来，会让他啊嗓子不舒服，会。
And then the interpreter called upon a little girl.
啊，那这个 interpreter 就叫这个小女孩去。
He said, "Sprinkle some water on the floor."
他就说你在这个地方，在地上先洒一些水。
And then ask Christian to sweep the floor again.
然后他要这个 Christian 去再去扫这个地。
And to everyone's surprise, this Christian enjoys sweeping the floor.
啊，我们看到在这个时候，那个大家很奇怪的看见 Christian， 他却很愿意去扫这个地。
And the more he sweep, the cleaner the room.
啊，他扫的越多的话，这个地就变得更加的干净。
And then the interpreter tell Christian what it's all about.
啊，那这个。解释 interpreter 他就告诉这个 Christian 说你我想给你代表这个意义是什么何在
You know, the room full of dust representing our heart before we are sanctified by the sweet grace of the gospel.
啊，那这个布满了灰尘的房屋就代表了我们在我们被圣灵所洁净之前我们的内心的状况。
And the dust representing our original sin.
啊，那所以这里的灰尘房间里的灰尘就代表了我们以前的罪。
Which is our inward corruption.
啊，是我们内在的这样的腐败。
And the first time when the Christians sweep the floor, it's just like observing the law.
啊，那我们刚开始，我们第一次看到 Christian 他在那里扫这个地的时候，就好像我们自己要来守这些各样的律法一样。
And the water that the little girl holding is representing the gospel.
啊，那这个小女孩手拉的这个水就代表的是福音。
And after the floor has been sprinkled with water, the Christian enjoys sweeping the floor.
啊，当这个地上能够洒了水以后，我们看到 Christian 他很愿意的去来清扫。
So that the gospel not only change what you do, but change what you want to do.
啊，所以我们看到这个福音不但改变了我们所做的，也改变了我们所希望去做的。
And when the room is clean, it's just like it fit for the kingdom of glory for us to inhabit.
啊，所以我们看到这个房子干净了以后，就好像可以代表了我们真的是可以能够荣耀我们的荣耀。
Kingdom of God.
神的国，这就是神的国。
And then Jesus continued and gave Nicodemus an astounding statement.
啊，接下来啊，耶稣给尼哥底母又更加让他感到吃惊的这样的一个话语。
Basically, it says the mortals can absolutely do nothing.
啊，这说的其实就是我们会朽坏的生命，这是没有任何可以夸耀的。
Jesus said, "Flesh gives birth to flesh."
耶稣说
，But the spirit, big S, give birth to spirit.
啊，耶稣也说到说，肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So in our Sunday school, and my brother say a very common thing, but very profound.
啊，我们在这个组织学的时候，我们有弟兄，他说的好像很简单的事情，但是其实也非常的深奥。
And he said, when I read the Bible, sometimes every word I understand, but I don't get it.
啊，他说啊，有时候我们在读圣经的时候，好像每一个词我们都能够看得懂，但是放在一起，我们并不知道是什么意思。
Do you understand every word? Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
啊，那这讲的这里每一个词，大家是不是都知道？从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。每一个字词，大家都是不是都很清楚
？In my home, I have an encyclopedia Britannica.
啊，在我的家里，我有一个大百科全书，全英的百科全书。
And today, I don't know whether they continue to print it or not, but it's a treasure.
啊，我不知道现在是不是还有在印，但对我来说，这是一个很宝贝的东西。
And every time my son come home, he say he want the whole set.
啊，我每次我儿子回来的时候，他都会要去看那个。
I said not so fast.
我跟他说，你读的时候不要太快了。
Now this is a masterpiece of work.
啊，这是这个书上面有包括了很多的词汇。
And then it takes 14 years in its production.
啊，他也花了整整40年的时间来编撰。
200 advisors.
啊，有200个这个编者。
And then 300 editors.
啊，有300个编者。
And 4,000 contributors.
啊，有4000个人他也提供了一些信息。
And 100,000 entries.
有1200个条例。12万个。
10万。
100,000。12万个条例。
And $34 million.
有其中有4300万。
34 million words.
有4300万个词。
Now, at the end of the book, some editor have the audacity to write something like this.
啊，在这个书的最后有这样的一个，有编者有这样的说，有写到。
Listen carefully.
啊，我们仔细来听一下。
This contains the entirety of the human knowledge.
说这本书包含了我们人类所需要，我们需要的知识的全部。
This contains the entirety of the human knowledge.
它包含了人类的知识的全部。
Now, how that pale by contrast in just one single strand log in.To your DNA, according to the mapper of the human genome, has 2.1 billion bits.
啊，但是其实一个很鲜明的一个对比就是，啊，我们每个人我们的基因中 DNA 的一柱的 DNA 里面包含了有21位的信息。
Just one little strand.
啊，就是其中的一株 DNA 而已。
Which correspond to 50 times of the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
啊，也是它其实它所包含的是也超过了啊这个大英百科全书的50倍。
And does the editor know that a single fertilized ovum under the direction of million codes over 9 months produce 100 trillion cell baby?
啊，我们看到他这个编者他可能没有意识到，但一个受精卵它成长以后，它形成一个出生的婴孩以后，它里面包含了有100万亿的细胞。
A human effort can produce a 25 volume of Encyclopedia of Britannica.
啊，我看到人可以，我们在这个大英百科全书有25卷。
But only God can give life.
但是只有神可以给我们生命。
Only the life-giving God can produce new life.
只有赐新生命的神可以给我们新的生命。
Now we come to a little bit understand why Jesus said the flesh gives birth to flesh.But the spirit give birth to spirit.
啊，可现在我们可能可以明白多一点，为什么耶稣说肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
And recently I heard the DVD and Chuck Swindoll make a very interesting line.
啊，我看到最近我在DVD 里面也听到 Chuck Swindoll 他说了这样的话。
And God is still God, and I am still not.
他说神就是神，我不是神。
And then Jesus come to the crescendo.Of their conversation.
啊，这个时候耶稣到他们讨论的一个重点。
Which is recorded in chapter 3, verse 7.
在第三章的第七节。
You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.
啊，第三章第七节有这样说的，说，我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Now in the last 20 minutes, I talk about all these things are the work of God.
啊，在刚刚过去的20分钟时间里面，我所提到的全是神所做的奇妙的工。
A man has nothing to claim.
在这里人没有任何可以值得骄傲的。
But now Jesus used an imperative command to Nicodemus.
但在这个地方我们看到在第七节耶稣用了一个命令的语气来对尼哥底母说。
And he said, you must be born again.
他说你必须重生。
So we talk about the human responsibility.
这里提到就是有人的责任。
And today, I truly believe that if you're saved, it's all God's credit.
所以今天我其实我完全的坚信如果我们能够得救的话完全是因为神的功。
But if you're not saved, it's your responsibility.
但是如果你没有得救的话却是你自己的责任。
It's very hard to understand.
啊也许好像不是那么容易能够明白。
When I started the Bible so for so many years, I come up with this conclusion.
啊我研究圣经有很多年的时间这是我能够得出的一个结论。
You're saved, it's God's credit, and you should give thanks to him.
如果你得救的话都是神的功劳我们要献感恩给神。
You have to accountable for this.
但是如果没有得救的话我们自己却要负责。
And then Nicodemus was wondering where he stand at that moment.
啊这个时候尼哥底母他说他很好奇他当时反应会什么样子。
And Jesus continued to say, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where.
第八节这样说到说风随着意思吹你听见声的声响风的响声却不晓得从哪里来往哪里去。
So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
啊凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Now I don't know what kind of wind that blow you today to this sanctuary.
啊我不知道是什么哪一阵风把你吹到了今天我们的教会。
I believe that everyone has the opportunity to listen to sermon must be the working of the Holy Spirit.
我想每一个人我们有机会来听今天的讲道的话都是因为圣灵的感动带领。
Because the wind of the Holy Spirit blew you over here.
啊因为圣灵的风把你吹到了这里。
So if you miss this opportunity, you are held accountable for it.
啊所以如果你失去了这样的一个机会的话其实你自己要为这样的事情负责。
And then Nicodemus asked, how can this be?
尼哥底母他也问到说怎么能有这样的事呢?
And Jesus tried to suppress his Pharisaic proud.
啊，这个时候我们看到耶稣想要能够来战胜，战胜他的法利赛人的
骄傲。Yeah. Are you the Israel's teacher?
耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生吗
？”And you don't understand these things?
你难道还不明白这些事这样的事情吗
？And Jesus didn't answer his question, but used the question to answer his question.
我们看到耶稣他并没有直接的回答他却用了另外的一个问题来回答
And this thing happened all the time in the Gospels.
在福音书当中我们看到耶稣经常是这样做的
Because Jesus always questioned the questioner so that he can open up his heart to reveal his own assumption.
我们看到耶稣经常他对提问的人反问提问的人能够让这个提问的人能够打开他的心来给他重新审视他的理解
And as a result he can establish an entry pointfor the subsequent discussion to go on.
啊，也正因为这样，所以他可以能够建立这样的一个基础，能够让对话可以继续下去。
Now what I'm going to say right now is very important.
啊，我等下我要讲的是非常重要的。
All the evangelical effort is meaningless unless we point people to the cross.
啊，我想我们所有的福音的努力都是白费的，如果我们不能够把人带到十字架的话。
At that moment, Jesus haven't gone to the cross yet.
在那个时候耶稣还没有提到十字架
But he knew that Nicodemus already know a historical fact recorded in the Old Testament.
但是他知道尼哥底母了解在旧约中所记载的一些事情
That is in the book of Numbers chapter 21.
那这个记载的事情是记住在民数记的21章
And for that segment of the story the Israelites was in the area of the Mount Hor
那个六段经文记载的是当以色列人他们在赫尔山的那段旅行的时候
And they planned to walk toward the Red Sea.
他们在赫尔山起行要往红海去
And right here I'm very puzzled
在这个时候在这个地方其实我很有点不理解
Didn't these people just come up from the Red Sea?
这些人他们不是刚刚从红海而来吗
And now they want to go back to the Red Sea?
那为什么他们好像要回到红海去呢
I don't understand but it tells something about thispeople.
我不是很了解但是我想这段经文表达了当时的那些以色列人他们的当时的状况。
But in order to go to the Red Sea, They have to go through a place called Edom.
他们要去往红海去的话，他们必须要经过以东。
But there's a problem. Edom was their enemy.
但是以东那个地方其实不是容易通行的，因为以东的人是他们的敌人。
Want to infuriate their enemies.
他们不想那个惹这个敌人的气。
So they went around.
所以他们绕过了以东。
Unfortunately, that road was very treacherous.
很不那个路其实是很艰曲的，进难行的。
Very difficult walk.
是非常难行的路。
And then these people grew impatient.
所以他们慢慢的开始就变得不安烦躁起来。
And they began to complain against God and against Moses.
所以他们开始对神和对摩西有了抱怨。
Why have you brought us up over Egypt and died in the desert?
你们为什么把我们从埃及地领出来，让我们死在这旷野当中？
There's no food.
这里没有食物。
There's no water.
没有水。
And even those manna that God gave it to us tastes terribly.
而且神给我们的这个玛拿好像味道也不怎么样。
And God was furious.
我们看到神非常的愤怒。
And he poured out his wrath over his people.
他就倾倒他的愤怒在这群人当中。
And God sent a lot of venomous snake into the camp.
神耶和华神就是火蛇进入这些百姓当中。
And many children of God was bitten and died.
那里当时的以色列人他们有很多就被这蛇所咬就死去了。
And some are almost died.
有一些就是几乎要死了。
But they repent.
但是他们悔改。
And they ask Moses, what can you do to save us?
他问摩西说有什么可以做的吗能够让我们得救。
And Moses said, I don't know, let me ask God.
摩西说我也不确定那我来问问神。
And God said, set up a pole at the middle of the desert.
神就叫摩西在旷野当中来竖一根杆子。
And make a bronze snake and put on top of the tip of the pole.
这样就做一条铜蛇放在这个杆子上面。
And ask these people to behold the snake and they will be healed.
他们要这些人如果被咬的话他们来仰望这个杆子这个挂在杆子上的铜蛇他们就会得到医治。
Now this bronze snake representing Jesus.
这个铜蛇就代表了耶稣。
And the Son of Man being hung on the cross.
也是代表了人子被钉在十字架上。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道这是这样的呢
Because later on in the Gospel of John, Jesus himself said,
也在接下来的约翰福音中有这样的说
But I, when I'm lift up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
他说我如果升天上我会被举起。
就吸引万人。So I'm not sure whether the Nicodemus was there or not, but I believe so.
我不知道是不是他当时在那个地方但是我想是的。
Because you continue to read John, you will find out in chapter 7 and chapter 19, and we have high confidence to know that Nicodemus was a safe person.
因为我们在读第七章和第十九章的时候我们可以有把握的说尼哥底母是得救的。
And Jesus concludes the entire conversation with a very famous golden verse.
我们看到在这段对话当中耶稣用了一个最有名的经文来结束这段对话
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
Now I'd like to draw some applications and perhaps some decisions for you to make and directly or indirectly out of what I have said in the last time.
我也想借这段机会让我们今天讨论的当中能够来得到一些我们可以来执行的我们行动中的改变的事情。
And I remember not long ago, and I was reminded during the last prayer meeting, that I believe is George, talk about how to conduct a small group in a church.
我记得在不久以前可能也是在一个祷告会当中George 弟兄有分享我们如何来带领小组。
He said, in order to set up a cell group,
他说到
we have to go through three stages.
他说如果我们要来带领我们的小组我们小组的成长要经过三个阶段。
And the first one is man to man.
第一个阶段是人和人关系的这段阶段。
That means we have to make connection with people.
也代表说我们一开始我们需要和我们人和人之间能够建立关系。
And then God to man.
第二个阶段是神对人的阶段。
That means once you know these people, you have to tell them the gospel.
也就代表说，当我们建立了人和人之间的关系的时候，我们可以把神的话语、神的福音带给他们。
And then later on, man to God.
那最后一个阶段是人对神的阶段。
That means urging people to and tell them that you must be born again.
也就表示说，我们要能够来鼓励大家，能够提醒大家说，你必须要对神的话有回应，要必须重生。
This is a calling for action.
这是我们对神的呼召的一个回应。
Now I don't know whether these three steps representing three periods.
我不知道这三个阶段是不是指的三个好像不同的阶段时间段。
Maybe the first 3 months we do this man-to-man thing.
啊，也许前三个月我们是建立人和人的关系。
And the next 3 months we do the God-to-man thing.
啊，也许在接下来三个月可能是神对人的这个关系。
And then later on we do a man-to-God thing.
啊，那最后的三个月是不是人对神的回应的这个阶段
？And I believe so.
啊，我想这个是有道理的。
But I also believe this three step can apply to every session when we meet with one another, like every Friday.
但是我也认为说，我们这三个阶段其实也可以成为我们每一次聚会的阶段的包含的这阶段。
So every time we get together with unbelievers, we have some man-to-man to make connections.
啊，所以每一次我们和一些非信徒我们在一起的时候，我们有人和人的关系的建立。
And we must also have God-to-man, so we must talk about the cross.
啊，我们也必须要有神对人的这段阶段，所以我们也必须要把福音带给他们。
We must talk about the gospel.
我们必须要讨论，要把十字架的道理带给他们。
And then gently urge people to accept Jesus.
啊，我们有一个温柔的心，我们来劝诫大家能够来接受神的呼召。
But sometimes we are afraid to talk about the gospel.
啊，也许有些时候，我们可能传福音的时候，我们心里会有胆怯的时候。
And the reason is very simple.
啊，原因我想可能很简单。
Because it's offensive to claim Jesus is the only way.
啊，因为我们知道讨论福音的时候，其实有时候会觉得很让人觉得啊不舒服，会冒犯人。
But this is the truth we must proclaim.
啊，但是这是真理，我们必须要传这样的福音。
And I like Billy Graham's saying.
啊，我很喜欢 Billy Graham 说过这样的一句话。
So if it must be an offense, let it be the offense of the cross, not the manner in which the gospel is presented.
如果真的必须要有冒犯的话，那让福音本身，让十字架成为那个冒犯，而不是传福音的态度冒犯。
To offend people with the truth of the cross.
要冒犯的，我们可以用十字架的真理、道理来冒犯。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
啊，因为我们知道福音本是神的大能。
And Jesus will be responsible for that.
我们知道耶稣会为这一切负责。
And your job is to be gentle.To be nice to people.
但是我们的责任是我们要有一个温柔的心，我们对人要友善。
And not to offend people with your bad manner.
我们不要用我们一个不好的态度去冒犯人。
So why I said that this three step has to be implemented in each session?
这就是为什么我说我们这三个过程在每一个阶段的时候都需要有。
Because you may not have the opportunity to do this person again.
因为也许你并不一定有机会还有跟这个人有交往的机会。
And D.L. Moody told us a story.
啊，穆迪有给我们这样的一个故事。
And they were a three-night evangelical meeting.
啊，是一个三个晚上这样连续三个晚上的这样的一个布道会。
And at the conclusion of the first night.
啊，在布道会的第一个晚上这个布道结束的时候。
He almost about to call people to Christ.
他很有这样的一个感动，想要去呼召大家来到十字架前。
But he said to himself, "No, I don't do it. Maybe I will repel people and prevent them from coming the next 2 nights."
啊，但是他转念一想说啊，我今天不能这样做，这样的话可能会惹人不高兴，他们接下来两天就不来了。
And right on that night, there was a famous Chicago fire.
但是也就在那一个晚上，有一个很著名的芝加哥的大火。
And many people perished.
有很多人在那个大火中丧失了生命。
And some of them heard Moody's preaching.
其中也包括一些在头一个晚上听到了穆迪的讲的讲道。
But they lost opportunity to enter into the kingdom of God.
但是他们失去了进入神天国的这样的一个机会。
So it's my true belief that every session when we deal with other people,
这也就是为什么我认为我们每一个的聚会，我们都要把十字架的道理给大家来。
We must start with connecting people.
我们要开始的时候，我们要和人建立关系。
Finding the common point.
我们要找到我们的共同点。
Find the entry point for the communication.
找到我们谈话的这个起始点。
And ask God to give us the wisdom and timing.To tell the truth of the cross.
也让神给我们这样的时间，给我们这样的机会，给我们这样的智慧，能够把福音的道理传给他们，实际的道理传给他们。
Because you may not see him again.
Because 因为我们可能没有再有机会能够跟他们再见。
So two application. One is how we conduct our small group.
所以我的两个应用，第一就是我们如何来带小组，如何让小组成长。
And second is for those who still not believe in Jesus, Jesus call upon you to be born again.
第二个就是如果我们在座还有不认识耶稣主耶稣基督的，主耶稣基督来呼召你，要你来重生。
May the Holy Spirit work on our hearts.
愿圣灵在我们的心中动工。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父，
we thank you that you sent your only begotten Son to save our life.
感谢你把你的独生爱子赐下，能够来救赎我们的生命。
May all of us be the letter from Christ.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹都成为那基督的信。
And tell people about the cross.
能把福音，把耶稣的道理，十字架的道理带给周遭的人。
Although it's offensive, but it's your truth.
也许这真理会冒犯人，但是是真理。
And we know you will take care all these things.
我们知道，我们确信你会看顾这一切。
But teach us have a gentle heart.
告诉我们，我们要有一颗柔软的心。
And give us the wisdom as to how to deal with people.
也给我们智慧，让我们知道如何和人来交往。
So that this church, which is called by you, will be a church.Of spreading the gospel to the world.
这个教会是主你所建立的教会，因为我们这个教会是成为一个传福音的教会。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.